You're listening to Shockwave News Live right here on RSS.com. Go to RSS.com/Shockwave News. That's RSS.com/Shockwave News. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is Shockwave News. Okay, folks, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. Shockwave News is alternative news and information from around the world. We go down that rabbit hole where the mainstream, lamestream media refuses to go. Shockwave News is independent. And we definitely are not afraid to go down the rabbit hole and cover everything from on one end, the jab, the COVID plandemic, all the way to wars, what's going on here in the United States to all around the world, wars and you name it. Calamities, tragedies, anything, we go behind the scenes. Today, folks, I have a very, interesting article by naturalnews.com, and I have to be very, very, very careful how I present this, and I'll say up front is my disclaimer, I'm not a doctor, doctor, nurse, or anything to do with the healthcare system or a healthcare professional. This is simply, I'm just bringing you alternative news and information. And so you make up your own mind. I'm not making any claims, any outrageous claims or anything. I'm just simply going by the book here. But I will say in my personal experience, which I can tell you about that, what I'm about to tell you, that this is very, very, very interesting. And like I said, this podcast will go down the rabbit hole, and little by little, we will go. If I was to do this my way, I guess we would already be in the rabbit hole, but I have to start out, you know, folks, just like anything else, episode by episode, and kind of build up gradually and that type of thing, because a lot of people can't handle the truth and everything that I'm going to lay out and present to everybody. Most people can't handle that and they freak out. And I don't want people freaking out. I want people listening, learning, and getting some valuable information here. So with that being said, here we go. Again, I have an article here. It's very controversial from naturalnews.com. Dated 2/22/25, so today's date here is Saturday on the 22nd, 2025. And the article is titled, The Suppressed World of Alternative Medicine and the Hidden Causes of Cancer. So I'm going to dive into that. This gentleman here, his name is Jonathan Otto. He examines chlorine, for example, chlorine dioxide as a potential cancer treatment, featuring interviews with an advocate that her name is Tanya Daniels and Ann Vandersteel. So again, these folks, Ann Vandersteel has been around a long time, very credible. A lot of people don't like her simply, and I'm just pointing this out, Ann Vandersteel, simply because what she says is controversial. And again, I'm in that boat. I'm going to say a lot of controversial things, so I get it. I get it. I don't hate people in my own arena unless they're doing things to harm people or telling lies or that type of thing, folks. I'm very open-minded, and you have to keep an open mind nowadays because the world has just gotten absolutely batshit crazy, and you have to understand that. The world has just gone nuts, and the more that you understand that and recognize that you will be your own best doctor. You will be your own best nurse. If it's up to you, that's how it is. And people can dope you up with all kinds of medications and pills and drugs, but the bottom line is it boils down to you. And if you don't want to help yourself, there's no help for you. That's the bottom line, folks. So again, let me get into this real quick here. Let me get into the podcast. The historical use and remission of success in Mexico and the controversial surrounding the suppression by institutions, the FDA and the NIH, and that stands for the National Institutes of Health, along with the Food and Drug Administration. This gentleman that goes on to do the article, his name is Otto. Him and experts are exploring groundbreaking research linking parasites and toxins and metabolic dysfunction to cancer. Featuring interviews like Dr. Lee Merritt and Dr. Tom Lewis, and the episode challenges conventional cancer narratives and highlights detoxification and alternative treatments. And let me pause right there and again, just throw this out there because I know people are anal online. They're totally anal, folks. And forgive me for saying that, but that's just the truth. Again, a disclaimer, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse or healthcare practitioner. I'm simply bringing this alternative news and information out there, putting it out there. You either take it or leave it. That's how I am. But I'm not a doctor. I'm not encouraging medical advice of any sort, kind, way, shape, or form. But again, this is alternative information and news. If you don't like it, turn the podcast off. Stick it then. You know, I don't care, but I'm going to always, always do what is in the best interest of the folks listening to me. And so let's get back to this podcast here, folks. Let's get back to the article. And again, going into that, the investigative journalist Jonathan Otto dives into the suppressed world of alternative medicine, exposing, again, a potential chlorine dioxide battling aggressive cancers, with cancer rates skyrocketing post-pandemic, even among children. This could be inexpensive, non-toxic, be a game changer. John Otto, again, the gentleman doing the article, as he interviews medical professionals and advocates, Tanya Daniels, who worked along the side with global experts promoting chlorine dioxide as a potential cancer treatment, discover why institutions like the NIH, National Institutes of Health, and the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, has waged a war against alternative solutions, and hear firsthand accounts of miraculous recoveries that the mainstream medicine media refuses to acknowledge. First, its historical use in Colombia to its groundbreaking success in Mexico, where remission rates have reached up to 70%. So in other words, folks, cancer has went into remission. 70% is what they're claiming. The episode reveals that science, the controversy, and the real-life stories of those who defied the odds. Plus, Otto speaks with Ann Vandersteel. There you go, Ann Vandersteel. Very controversial, but she's got some great work and great articles. I would highly encourage you to look her up and listen to her sometime, who covers or uncovers the deeper implications of medical suppression, hidden truths behind the health industry war on affordable treatments. And again, it goes into, you know, why the post-pandemic cancer cases are more aggressive than ever, how widely misunderstood the compound is showing promise to cancer treatment. And again, there has to be a voice to fight for alternative medicine, how doctors and scientists and advocates are fighting for medical freedom against powerful institutions. Again, let me just point out something, folks, why you're listening here. Let me point out a couple of things here. Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson. Okay, I just named four roughly, and I know there's more pharmaceutical companies, but those are the four, pretty much those are the big ones. Pfizer is the big one. So same with Johnson & Johnson. Those pharmaceutical companies, if you have a cure and they can't cure you with the clot shot, and they know that there's a 50%, let's say, 50 or 75% survival rate, meaning maybe a 25% a kill ratio, meaning 25% of all people out of 100. And again, I'm just talking just in theory only. Let's say 25% die, 75% survive with the clot shot. Again, if there's something out there that swings it around and says now you've had the clot shot, now you didn't die, you weren't the 25% that died, but now we gave you cancer from the clot shot. And people would say, well, Eric, you have to prove it, blah, 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 blah. Well, yeah, that's predominant. Evidence is coming out all the time. The clot shot there, the jab is causing cancer unprecedented around the world. It's causing all kinds of cancer, blood clots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you have something that can cure cancer, or you have something such as chlorine dioxide, and I can name a few other things, which I will here. I know, again, this is going to get me in a lot of trouble, but again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a healthcare practitioner. I'm just going by personal experiences using the product, at least using this product. I have used soursop. Sour, S-O-U-R, S-O-P. Soursop is very good and recognized. If you do something other than a Google search, go to DuckDuckGo, do a Brave browser search. They'll actually tell you the truth. Soursop is a plant, at least the leaves, that can help kill cancer. There's a lot of things out there. You have to understand, folks, and here's where it's going to get very, very, very ugly. These businesses, and I'm just going to say that, these businesses, i.e. the healthcare professional community, the pharmaceutical companies, again, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, the big one, Johnson & Johnson, and et cetera, et cetera. These big pharmaceutical companies, just like me, if I never cure blood pressure, if I never heal from blood pressure, guess what? They got a lifetime customer. Guess what? That's big fucking business for the pharmaceutical companies. Same with cancer. If they have to treat you, let's say, with radiation or this or that, and then, of course, the Pfizer recommended drugs just to deal with the radiation and all that that they have to do for cancer treatment, because I know that that's one of the popular ways nowadays, you know, cancer treatment and different things like that, even doing so much as blood infusions. There's a lot of different treatments for cancer. It's not going to help. They created the problem. They need to solve the problem. We don't need to pay for their shit. They're throwing poisons all over, from poisons in the air with chemtrails all the way to everybody that took the jab. And again, I can go on and on and on, and I'll get into this in a lot down the road with other podcasts right here on this channel. But again, going back to the jab and causing lots and lots of cancer globally, and again, they would deny it on and on and on. I don't give a rat's ass. That's just a fact of life. And what you have to understand that there are many things out there. You know, again, chlorine dioxide is one. Soursop, using the leaves for tea and different things. Taking soursop, that's another. There's a lot of different foods and natural cures out there. You know, and the old saying is, I've heard this over and over, even on my Facebook. I don't really listen to Facebook, but I listen to creators on Facebook. And it always says, if nature don't make it, don't take it. There you go. I love that line, folks. If nature don't make it, don't take it. So in other words, if you want to get radiation, and I've had a former supervisor I worked for a short period of time, real nice lady, very, very, I'm 58, and I think she was about 63 or 64 or 5, something like that, all fucked up from cancer, can't even walk, cancer, laser therapy and all that, radiation therapy. And I'm shaking my head and I'm thinking, you know, you don't need to go through this bullshit. There are natural remedies. There's dozens and dozens and dozens. I can't say all of them right now, but there's dozens and dozens and dozens of cancer remedies and things out there that will definitely, definitely help you deal with cancer, the pain, and help kill the cancer cells. And again, soursop is another one. And like I said, and here, again, chlorine dioxide, as they're talking about in the article. And again, you know, it's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. You know, and a study revealing chlorine dioxide's potential neutralizing harmful pathogens, including here we go, the SARS-CoV-2 neutralizing. And so I'll just say this, folks. And again, if the body is alkali, okay, here's going to be another secret. If the body is alkali, and you can do that, you can look that up, but I'll give you another hint or another clue here. If the body is alkali, and how do you make the body alkali? There's a lot of different things. You could take baking soda, stir up a small teaspoon in a glass of water, stir it, and drink a little bit of that. I don't recommend that, but again, I've seen that. That's happened before. People have done that. Lemon juice and all the citrus fruits, folks, can also make your body alkali. And again, you have to remember, you're going through the stomach. Anything you drink is going to go down to through the stomach. The stomach is what? It's HCI or hydrochloric acid in the stomach. The acid neutralizes everything. So I tell people, you know, if you're going to drink lemon water, you're going to have to drink a shitload, or you're going to drink anything citrus, you know, from the citrus tree or family, in order to change the body to an alkali state, to raise the pH. And again, I'm just going to say this, and this, they know all this bullshit, folks. They know all this fucking bullshit. If the body is more alkali than acidic, cancer don't grow, folks. Let me repeat that. When you have an alkali body, cancer cannot grow in your body. Period. End of story. Amen. And all these fucking places and some of these rotten fucking doctors and scientists all over the world don't care. You know why? Because they sold their soul to the devil, i.e. the pharmaceutical company, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and all these other different companies. They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. And again, if you have cancer and your body becomes alkali, you raise the pH and the body becomes alkali, not acidic, cancer can't grow in an alkali environment. That's just a fact. And they know all this shit. They absolutely, positively know all this shit, folks. So again, you have to understand and open up your mind, you know. And again, that's what you have to do. There's no end. If you listen to the mainstream media, you might be able to postpone your life. You listen to the mainstream healthcare media and you listen to different things. And I'm not discouraging you to go to the doctor if you have cancer. Of course not. Of course not. You decide. I present the facts. But again, you have to think, and you have to think very, very, very careful. Do I want to go down that path? Again, natural detox methods and homeopathy and alternative treatment, you know, again, can help cure. They can help cure, you know, cancer. They can help cure COVID and vaccine-related injuries. They can help cure all kinds of things. But you have to open up your mind. On this podcast here, I can't give you everything, but I've given you a little bit to start. And like I said, Google it. If you don't have Google, I'd recommend DuckDuckGo. If not that, another browser or search engine, then do Brave. Brave's very good. There's a bunch of different search engines. The only reason I say that is because basically Google censors everything, and you'll never get the true truth from Google. And I'm sorry, that's kind of a tongue twister, but you'll never get real truth. You'll always get fakery, spam, and the stuff that the pharmaceutical, FDA, NIH, and all these other bullshit organizations want you to hear. They don't want you to hear anything else that won't make you sick or make your hair fall out like radiation. They just want you to play their game so they can make money. So then down the road, then you turn around and die and somebody say, geez, it's too bad. So-and-so just died, blah, 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 blah. It didn't have to be like that, folks. There could have been a different outcome. You know, I'm not guaranteeing anything. Again, I'm not a doctor or healthcare practitioner. But again, why not give it a shot? Why not give it a shot? Go through that radiation and bullshit as a last choice, not as a first choice. And again, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. I'm Eric Erb, and this is Shockwave News. Go to rss.com/shockwave news. That's rss.com/shockwave news. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening, folks. That's it for today, and bye for now. God bless you, and stay tuned for next time for another exciting podcast. Have a great day, and God bless you, folks. Thanks again. Bye.